Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted the 2002 Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thanks for hanging around with us. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. My website is www.jbsba.com, and you know what you can find there. Lots of good stuff, including my newsletter, my free newsletter. Check it out when you get a chance, and don't forget to subscribe. It's really easy to do, and it comes every week on Sunday. It's free, and if you decide you don't like it, it's easier to unsubscribe than it is to subscribe. So check that out when you get a chance at jbsba.com, and don't forget all the other things you can do there. If you're a small business owner or want to be, you know, I think you'll find it to be a very productive and a helpful site. Jim Kemp is our guest. He's our new friend, and Jim helps people to learn how to be better negotiators. And he's been doing this for a long time. He's got a new book out called Start With No. He's our new friend, Jim Kemp. Welcome back to the show.
Morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
It's good to have you here. Thank you.
And I like your name, by the way, Jim.
Beg pardon?
I said I like your name.
Well, yeah, that's a good name, isn't it?
It's a great name, yeah. Yeah. Hey, Jim, one of the things that when I saw your book, I was interested in it because I like talking about negotiating. I think it's one of the most important things that small business owners need to focus on. And then when I got into it, I realized that it is a good book, and I want to congratulate you on that. But one of the things that it seems to me that people first need to understand about negotiating, and I would like your thoughts on this, and that is the fact that we're always negotiating, even when we may not think we are. What do you think about that?
Well, that's really true. You know, negotiation is nothing more than bringing about an agreement, Jim. And if you really start to focus on bringing about agreements, you realize you're doing that all day long. So there's much more to it than people realize.
Well, you're negotiating, you know, you negotiate with your kids to take one more bite of peas. You negotiate with your wife about where to go to dinner. You negotiate with all the way up to the things that we clearly say are negotiations. You know, I'm going to sit down at a negotiating table and, you know, try to put this deal together. And, but the truth is that too many times we really don't recognize it for what it is, and we don't give it enough attention. What would you think about that?
No, it's true. No, you're exactly right. It never ceases to amaze me. I've got clients that will say, "Well, Jim, I've got a meeting with them to discuss where we're going to begin to negotiate." Now you think about that statement. I've got a meeting with them to discuss where we're going to have this negotiation, where we're going to meet.
Mm-hmm.
And that in itself is a negotiation,
right?
Now, and where that meeting takes place is very important, but people don't think of it that way so often.
Well, and it's because, unfortunately, too many of us sort of wander around in our lives, letting the world, you know, have its way with us, rather than sort of controlling as much as maybe a little bit more than we can. How we meet the world. I mean, there are things we can do to affect the way our life goes, aren't there?
Well, that's exactly right. You know, Jim, everything's an action. There's an action, and then there's a reaction, and then there's a re-reaction. And then when you really step back and think about it, our actions bring about reactions in others. And how we re-react to them is very important to us. I know that almost sounds like double talk, but, you know, what we say, if we ask a question, that brings one reaction. If we make a statement, that brings another reaction.
Mm-hmm.
So when we really break it down, we start to realize that what we do is very, very important every single step of the way.
And this is not, and some people might say, well, you're talking about manipulating me. You're talking about manipulating people, but I think it's more more than manipulation. I think it's just knowing what I want to get out of this, actually saying to myself, actually recognizing to myself, this is what I want.
Well, you know, we're helping a city here in the United States right now, Jim, negotiate contracts with their union employees. And interestingly enough, when I asked the city representatives what did they really want from this negotiation, they didn't know. And they were literally negotiating without really having any idea of what they wanted to accomplish, both politically as well as financially.
Well, that's a failure waiting to happen, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh. Think about it.
Yeah.
Think about the ramifications just wading into a negotiation with something as important as a labor union in a city, and we don't know what we want politically, and we don't know what we want financially.
Stand by, Jim Camp. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We got more to come after these messages. We're going to continue our discussion on negotiating with our new friend Jim Camp, the author of Start With No. Stay with us.
Stay away from me, American woman. Mama, let me be.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our new friend Jim Camp, the author of Start With No. It's a book on negotiating, folks. And, you know, I've been negotiating a long time. And I think I'm pretty good at it, but I got lots of things that are left to learn. So if I can say that, if you haven't been negotiating as long as I have, then, you know you got some things left to learn, too. And we can learn some things from folks like Jim Camp who do this for a living. And Jim, you were talking about the city that you're representing, that is going to remain nameless and to protect the innocent and the guilty, and you said that they actually didn't know what they wanted to get out of this thing when they entered into it. Do you think some people actually believe that's what they're supposed to do? They're supposed to sort of go in like a blank slate and say, okay, we'll work this out at the table.
Well, I think Jim, I got to tell you from the last 20 years I've been doing this, and, myself and my staff have found, and we find it time and again, I actually believe people think that they have the approach, a couple things. They have the approach that they're going to get all they can get. That's one approach. So they don't really know what they want. They're just going to try to get as much as they can get. Or the second approach is that they're so good at making deals in their mind, they're so proud of their deal making, that they just think that they're going to be successful without any preparation at all. So they approach negotiations from a very undisciplined position. And it's really a subconscious mindset they have that really takes them to task. You know, the mindset, we find the mindset in America is compromise-based, Jim. We've literally launched a campaign to overcome a compromise-based mindset and move into a decision-based mindset where people are consciously thinking about what they're delivering and what its value is and preparing for what they really want from the negotiation rather than just winging it.
You actually think that going into a negotiation thinking about compromising, you actually don't like that idea, do you?
No, I don't. In fact, it really disturbs me that people actually think that preparation means that, well, my service, my product, what I'm bringing to the negotiation, whatever it is I'm delivering, how much discount can I give? How can I reduce the cost to make them like me and so I get a deal? And to me, and I find that 99% of everywhere I go and everyone I talk to believe that that is valid preparation, Jim. And I've got to tell you, that's a terribly weak way to prepare.
Well, one of the things that I think you've got to be able to do before you go into a negotiation is to know beyond which you won't go. I mean, if it's a real negotiation, we're not talking about getting our kid to take one more bite of peas. This is a true business negotiation for a piece of property or for a business deal or of some kind. you've got to believe, you've got to say to yourself, okay, at some point in time, I may have to just get up and walk away. And I've said before many times, you'll never know how good a deal you could get until you're prepared to walk away from it.
Well, there's no question, Jim, I want to challenge you a little bit, and I do this with greatest respect. But let me challenge you just a little bit, okay?
Okay.
I want you to think about this now, and I really want the listening audience to think about this. You're correct. You have got to be willing to walk away. I agree 1,000%. I don't encourage it that you walk away. I believe in continuing the negotiation, but we can talk more about that later. But I will tell you this. Is if you really think about the mindset that when you've negotiated with yourself, when you have convinced yourself that this is your walk away point, I challenge you to say to me, Jim, I didn't prepare with compromise, because you get to a walk away point by compromising with yourself. And the other dynamic, Jim, that I've found a lot of times when you have a fallback position or a better alternative, or and the win-win world teaches this BATNA, a better alternative negotiated solution or something like that, whatever the term means. I challenge that we have to compromise with our preparation is compromise based when we do that, because we've come up with a walkaway point. And I'll say this to you, I've found and discovered many times that when people have a walk away point, they'll say things like, okay, look, let's cut to the chase. This is my best offer.
Yeah.
And they go to that compromise point very early.
Well, that's a mistake. But what do you do when you come to an impasse?
I want to know why we have an impasse. I want to really see what they see. Because if it's tactics, Jim, if they're just tactically trying to take advantage of me, I want to discuss what it is they see.
Mm-hmm.
There's no need to go to a fallback position. Why did they offer that? What is it they're really trying to accomplish? And if I say no, I can't deliver it for that. But I really want you as a client. Where am I falling short here, helping you see the value?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to stay in the game at the original full price much longer to find out what they're really up against. And if I
hold on
find
to that thought, Jim, we got to take a quick break. Folks, see
I'll
there?
Do it. Yes, sir.
See there? I told you I could learn some things, and if I can learn some things, I think you can learn some things. 10 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Jim Kemp is our guest. Jim, your book is called Start With No. Where is it available, please?
Oh, Amazon.com is usually a good spot, or a lot of the larger bookstores, Barnes & Noble, all those folks carry it.
Well, he has a marvelous first name, as you know, and his last name is as simple to spell as his first name, Kemp, C-A-M-P. So check that out when you get a chance at any of the bookstores. If they don't have it, you can ask for it. Start With No, and give us your website too, Jim.
Yeah, I hope they'll come and visit us at startwithno.com and take a look at our guaranteed training programs.
Now, what do we find besides? Can we find out more about the training programs there?
Yes, you sure can. All they have to do is register, and one of the staff will be happy to explain to them how we train our people all over the world.
All right, sounds good. Jim, you seem to have an aversion to compromising, but I believe that somewhere in your day, you actually do have to compromise. Now, come fess up with us.
No, I think there are times you certainly have to compromise. I mean, there's no question. I don't want the audience to think we never compromise, because that's just too ridiculous. But what I really do believe is that preparation with compromise is completely flawed. I think that when you prepare with compromise, you establish a mindset that will give in much easier, much quicker, and much more than need be. So that's it in a nutshell.
Okay, now, all right, so and I hear you, and folks, what Jim's doing is he's talking about making us a pretty sophisticated negotiator, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. In fact, there's something very right with that. But, Jim, what if we meet somebody that we're negotiating with, and they haven't read your book? They're not as good as we are. How do we negotiate with somebody? Haven't you found that negotiating with somebody who's not as good as you, that their elementary approach to negotiating kind of complicates things? And can you use these techniques on somebody like that?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I like to think we have a very elementary approach to negotiations, pretty straightforward and pretty easy to apply. It's just simply decision-based. I know I kind of grew up in a rural area of western Pennsylvania in a small steel mill town, and those people were pretty their approach and mindset to life was pretty straightforward and elementary.
Pretty uncomplicated, wasn't it?
It was not very complicated. A man's word was his word, and a handshake was a handshake, and I want to buy this piece of land, and I want to raise this cow on this piece of land, and this is what I'll pay for it. And so that was pretty basic and pretty elementary. It gets pretty complicated when people think they're slick and quick, and they're real deal makers, and they get real manipulative with compromise. And
right.
So we take a lot of that out. You know, Jim, we have a lot of our clients, a great many of our clients, who will get full price for their products and services, or will recover what they've given away because they can't deliver at that price. People will literally compromise and get trapped. They'll get trapped in that emotional mindset of compromise, and they'll literally give away more than they can afford, and they'll lose mm-hmm. money in the deal.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a really weak position to be in.
But isn't compromising when you get something for giving something?
I'm sorry, say that again, Jim.
Isn't compromising getting something for giving something?
Is it
quid pro quo?
No, I don't think so. I don't think that's compromise. I think compromise is when you give up part of your position to please the other side.
But what if you get something in return?
Yeah, but then we have an agreement if you get something in return, but it's not adequate.
Yeah.
See, I believe compromise. Let me give you another example. If curfew for my child is 10 o'clock, and my child sneaks in the door at 10:20, and I allow that, then I've compromised my 10 o'clock position.
Right.
I've given more than I should have. That wasn't part of the bargain. That's not part of what I've offered. Now, mm-hmm. I can agree to extend it, I can extend that time in extenuating circumstances, but I didn't prepare to extend the time. But the child says, gee, Dad, the birthday party's not over till 10:20. Can I have an extra 20 minutes? And I say, well, okay, that's fine. I'll agree with that. And I do that freely of my own free will.
But you don't call that compromising.
I'm sorry?
You don't call that compromising?
Oh, absolutely. I compromise.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Extenuating circumstances.
I see.
You know,
Jim, give us your website one more time.
Startwithno.com.
And that's the name of the book, too, folks. Check it out when you get a chance. And, Jim Kemp, thank you for being here today. Good job.
Oh, Jim, thank you for having me. I really appreciate your putting up with me.
No, it was great. We enjoyed it. We learned some things today. Thank you very much. Jim Kemp, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame in Disney World. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.